Well, Tim, good morning. It's good to have you here on the show. How you doing? How's your mental and physical health during the lockdown?
Well, thanks, Pat, for asking. I'm really good, and I'm checking in with our crew and the movie studios, and everybody's raring to go to start up again. We're just kind of waiting for the green light from the governor and other officials, and we hope to, you know, get this business roaring again in Buffalo.
Well, Tim, with COVID-19 closing down the entire world, what can you, as the local film commissioner and as chairman of the Film Commissioners Association worldwide, tell us about what the film industry is pondering at this time?
Well, enormous complexities, honestly, about how to shoot a movie in the future. Because think of what happens on a movie set. You have a lot of people working closely together. You have actors, you know, being made up by makeup artists and being given cues at close proximity with the director and so forth. So the whole concept of a film or movie set is exactly what we shouldn't be doing, you know. So
right.
It's going to have to be a real new world of shooting movies, and we're working on protocols and sort of regulations, and talking daily, really, literally, with people from the governor's film office, people from the industry, and colleagues around the world. Some have actually restarted production in their places of jurisdiction, and to some success so far, too.
Well, Tim, before we went on the air, you had mentioned to me that once the pandemic recedes, the state reopens, we return to normal, that Western New York could become a major financial beneficiary of the renewed film industry.
Yeah, that's right. I think what's happened in New York State is quite interesting as far as the movie industry goes. And, you know, through tragedy and heartache comes opportunity sometimes. And I think there's a great opportunity for Buffalo and Western New York here in gaining some of the business that was formerly maybe in New York City up here now. We have an infrastructure. We have a crew. We have sound stages. We have all that you need to shoot movies. But it's going to be a while before there's confidence to go back to New York City. But, you know, getting the New York State Film Tax Credit is really the goal of a lot of these movie studios, you know, shooting in New York State. And we're really in prime position to take advantage of that, because when it comes back with the business, it'll come, you know, exploding back to Western New York for sure. And this, Pat, includes things like hotels. And they're going to want to, like, book whole hotels, because they're going to want to keep everything very contained. The sound stages, things like catering, transportation, all the typical vending needs of a movie are going to be, you know, really, really high spend and high impact to our economy here. And it'll be one of the first big impacts to our economy when these movies start shooting again.
Tim, I think we are out of time. I want to thank you for getting in touch today from your quarantine space, and I hope that you remain safe, well, and secure.
Well, and I wish the same to you and to all the listeners out there as we go through this crisis, and I hope everybody stays safe and well as well.
My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission and the chairman of the Association of the Film Commissioners International. In touch with the world. Tim, thank you again. I am Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.